Previously on the Dental Experience Podcast.
And it made my head explode.
The more positive stuff I put out there, the more positive comes back.
Brand and culture and design.
All my friends were writers and musicians and artists. And
I met two guys who were mixing products in their bathroom.
For those wild, you know, toilet tissue anarchists. You know, people write their narratives through their thing.
Through the experiences that they tell people about or share.
The average woman was ingesting about 5 pounds of petrochemicals.
If there's a fish tank in the office and some seemingly zen-like music.
Most people feel lucky
to disrupt a $40 billion industry.
Creating an environment where the smartest, best, coolest people
can do their smartest, coolest, best work.
This is the Dental Experience Podcast. Here's your host, Ryan Vett.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Dental Experience Podcast. This is part two of two of an exciting interview I shared with Craig Dubitsky. Craig is known as the friendly founder that has taken a different approach to team, culture, and product, and I'm excited to have him back for the second part of our conversation. In case you missed the first part of this conversation, you can easily find it online at www.thedentalpodcast.com. But before we get back into the exciting conversation, let's take a minute to see what's going on in trade shows.
Get ready. It's trade show time. Here's everything you need to know about this week's dental trade shows.
In the past couple weeks, there's been some exciting trade shows, from the Ohio Dental Association's annual session to the Spear Summit down in Arizona, to the Southwestern Dental Conference in Texas and CDA North in San Francisco. In today's trade show spotlight, we're actually going to focus on Yankee Dental Congress of next year. The Massachusetts Dental Society puts this on. It's a fantastic show, and I have the opportunity to speak next January at this conference. Registration opens tomorrow, September 19th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. I highly recommend you sign up because spots go quickly. My course, entitled Creating Experiences Worth Sharing, is actually free this year due to educational grants paid for by CLEAR, which is a patient membership program, and Care Credit, which is a patient financing program. Spots typically go quickly, and when they're free, they go even more quickly, so I highly recommend you're on at 12 p.m. sharp tomorrow to register for your courses. And I hope to see you there and meet you in person and have you in my course. It will be a great time.
And now, back to the Dental Experience Podcast.
Well, I want to take just a minute to listen to a sound clip. I've been reading a book, and it talks about how Americans started brushing their teeth every day and kind of how that happened. So we're going to listen to that sound clip. And then afterwards, Craig, you better be thinking, because I've got a question for you about Cash Cab.
You're in the Cash Cab. It's a TV game show that takes place right here in my taxi.
I hear you were a contestant.
Oh, my God. Wow, you've dug in deep. All right, I'm ready. These are deep tracks.
So after this little segment, we're going to go listen to Cash Cab and a couple more things. Let's take a listen. Have you ever wondered where the toothbrush came from, or the idea of brushing one's teeth every single day? It really started several thousand years ago with the Egyptians, where they would construct a toothbrush out of twigs and leaves to clean their teeth. The modern-day toothbrush was claimed to have been developed in England in 1780 by a jailbird named William Addis. He decided to get a sheep's tibia and drill holes in it, and he fashioned bristles from boar's hair and pulled that through the holes he drilled in the sheep's tibia. Now, how did a jailbird get a sheep's tibia or a drill? That's a good question. But he did create the toothbrush. While he is the one that usually gets the credit for the invention, archaeologists have discovered something similar in China dating back to the 1400s. We're not exactly sure when the toothbrush came around, but what we do know is that people didn't always brush their teeth every day. In a book I've been reading recently, The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg, he discusses the concept of how America became obsessed with brushing their teeth, not just on occasion, but every single day and sometimes two or three times a day. One day in the early 1900s, a prominent businessman named Claude C. Hopkins was approached by an old friend with an amazing new creation called Pepsodent.
Your teeth look whiter than new.
My teeth aren't new, but my toothpaste is new Pepsodent. Get with it, kid.
Hopkins was one of the nation's most prominent advertising executives. He was the man behind convincing Americans to buy Schlitz beer.
And, of course, the Schlitz.
The Schlitz?
The Schlitz.
Oh!
His positioning statement on that was that Schlitz beer bottles were cleaned with live steam. Ironically, every other bottle of beer was also cleaned by live steam. It just so happened that Schlitz is the only one that capitalized on this idea to use it for marketing. Hopkins was also the one that was credited with seducing millions of women into purchasing Palmolive soap because he proclaimed that Cleopatra had actually washed with it.
Cleopatra, a new soap.
His greatest contribution to society wasn't getting people to drink beer or wash their hands with Palmolive. It was the fact that he got Americans to brush their teeth regularly. See, before Pepsodent, there were very few Americans who brushed their teeth, and the ones that did it very irregularly. When Hopkins decided to take the job to advertise this Pepsodent, he realized he needed to find a trigger that would make people use it every day. He sat down and was thinking about it, running his tongue over his teeth when it clicked. He was going to create posters, and on those posters, he was going to say, "Just run your tongue across your teeth." By doing that, Americans started to run their tongue across their teeth and realized that it wasn't as smooth as it could be. Then another ad he put together said, "You'll feel a film." These posters, plastered around subway stations and on busy city streets, started to get the country moving. About one decade after this brilliant ad campaign from Hopkins hit the street, researchers did another analysis to see what percentage of Americans were brushing their teeth regularly. More than half the population had brushed their teeth at least once a day. Think about that profound change that has impacted us today, and it all started as a business decision. Now, we can get into the psychology of how that worked. He had a cue, which was running your tongue over your teeth and feeling that it wasn't as smooth as it could be, then the routine, brushing your teeth, and then the reward with clean, smooth teeth that were white and shining. This was the concept that he took to the street, and this is a concept that's discussed in The Power of Habit. I highly recommend the book, not only because of this story, but because of the other ideas represented in this book that are relevant to your practice in creating habits of discipline for your personal and professional life. I've included a link to The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg in the show notes, and I highly recommend you check it out. It's definitely worth a read.
Now, back to the show.
So listening to that clip, it's amazing that a good habit was formed really out of advertising, but it was advertising somewhat like we talked about earlier in this episode, almost a fear tactic. You wouldn't smile as bright if you had that plaque on your teeth. What is your take on this, Craig?
Well, a couple of things. One, at the end of the day, anything that promotes, you know, better habits is certainly a good thing. While it may have been sort of a, seeming like a marketing trick,
right.
At the end of the day, it was getting people to do something that was ultimately going to be helpful for them. There are some other famous stories like this where marketing might have had one set of motives and really convinced
positively
people to change their habits. And this one at least was a positive one. One of the other ones that probably, I don't want to say it wasn't positive, but clearly was really just about increasing consumption, was the Alka-Seltzer version of this, which was the original jingle was "plop plop fizz fizz, oh what a relief it is" for Alka-Seltzer many years ago. And it turns out that one tablet of Alka-Seltzer, you know, was enough to make the water bubble and provide whatever, you know, relief that product right. provided to you. But because the jingle was so great, you know, "plop plop fizz fizz," people heard "plop plop" and they thought, well, that means I have to put two in.
Wow.
And it literally just doubled the consumption of the product. It's a pretty amazing story.
I did not know that.
I'm a student of these types of interesting little useless tidbits. But I think in the case of having folks brush multiple times a day, I think that ended up being, I wouldn't call it a happy accident necessarily, but because I don't know if it was an accident clearly, but the outcome, the benefit at the end of the day, was a positive one. So I think that's great. I think, look, I'd love to come up with something. In a lot of other countries, it's very, very customary for folks to brush after lunch, and they keep a tube of toothpaste and a brush at their desk, Brazil in particular. And I would love to have more occasions where folks felt that they, you know, were compelled to do this for health reasons, not because we convinced them that they were going to, you know, scare their coworkers with, you know, taco salad breath after lunch. Right. Again, I don't want to get into the fear and shame business because that's not how we roll. But the idea that, you know, you could create new occasions for people based on real need with real benefit at the end, that's, you know, that's pretty cool.
Absolutely. So you did have an occasion created for you, and I want to know, was there benefit at the end when you were on Cash Cab? I just want to know all about it. Did you just hail a normal cab? And you got to tell us the story.
I swear, I was on 6th Avenue in New York City and 24th Street, and I was with a friend going to a meeting, actually a coworker and a friend, and she had crutches. She had done something to her. I can't remember if it was her ankle or her knee. It was several years ago, but in any event, she was on crutches. And I was flagging a cab down, and across the avenue, I saw a van, and I thought that would be easier for her to get into than this regular, you know, sedan, because she was on crutches. So I let the sedan go and I ran into the street because the van was on the other side of 6th Avenue. And I waved this guy over to cross, you know, however many lanes of traffic to come on our side of the avenue for my cohort on crutches. And we get into the cab and the door closes, you know, and the guy says, "Where are you going?" And I threw out the address we were going to or the block. And no sooner do I do that than the ceiling lights up and the guy goes, "You're on Cash Cab." And I had no idea what Cash Cab was. I think it may have been season one or one of the earliest episodes of season two. And anyway, so I had no idea what Cash Cab was. And I literally just thought, you know, this is like a crazy New York kind of story, you know, like where else would this happen? And this was just some crazy guy. And he turned around and he looked like the character Travis Bickle from Taxi Driver with Robert De Niro when his like head is shaved. And, you know, the guy kind of looked like that. And he's very funny. And, you know, and I just started cracking jokes and he started cracking jokes and he goes over like, "You're on Cash Cab." And like, and this is the rule. Like, these are the rules.
Wow.
And, you know, it was pretty crazy. So we ended up, I think we did one mobile, you know, like check in with someone because there was one question that I just couldn't remember the answer to and I was never going to get it right. And we called out and a phone call and got the answer and ultimately made it to our destination. And like literally we had to go, like I was going to be late for this appointment. And it was like, "Hey, you know, you can like risk it all and double your money or win whatever the prize was. I can't remember, or just go." And I was like, "We got a free cab ride and we won $900. Like, we're out." Like, we're late for the meeting.
Well, there you go.
This is great. So that was it. And we won $900 and a free cab ride. And the cab ride was probably, you know, I don't know, $15 or $20. So all in, you know, pretty good. And actually, I will tell you this. They hand you the money. Yeah, they hand you the money and then they take it away from you. And then they make you sign, you know, you have to sign all sorts of forms.
Paperwork. And then they might still have your life rights.
They actually do. They make you sign all your stuff away.
Wow, that's great.
So yeah, so you know, it's real. I can tell you, it is legit. It is 100% legit. Yes, and I'm not compensated to say that. It is legit. So next time you're, you know, in New York City and you're hailing a cab, you might go for the van if you can.
The van,
and you might get lucky.
Well, that's good to know. That's the van. Good to know.
It's a pro tip. Well, pro tip right there.
we're running towards the end of our time here. So two things from you that I want the listeners to glean in the last couple minutes. First of all, I want people to be able to try your products and experience the difference of all natural, super fresh. If you could recommend, because you have a lot of different SKUs and a lot of different options, if you could recommend one or two products, I know they're all wonderful, but one or two products that the listeners should try and maybe implement in their practice or at least try at home, what one or two, maybe three products should they implement? And then we'll talk about how to find all of them and get in touch with you.
That's great. Sure. So for your youngest brushers, for little ones, if there are any pediatric folks on, we have a fluoride-free watermelon. And one thing I'll say, because I know, and we'll talk about fluoride in a second, because we believe in a brusher's right to choose. So we have fluoride products and fluoride-free products. But for the littlest brushers who haven't mastered, you know, spitting, having a product without fluoride is important. But we also, across the board, really do not like cavities. So we use an ingredient, erythritol, that we also source from non-GMO corn. And erythritol works very much like fluoride in that it helps prevent the bacteria that cling to teeth that typically are what are causing the cavities. It prevents them from sticking, adhering to the surface of your teeth. So
interesting.
While it's fluoride-free, it has erythritol, and we think erythritol is an ingredient with great benefits. So watermelon's amazing, fluoride-free for your littlest patients. We also have an organic apple toddler paste, same thing. It's delicious, unbelievably good tasting, but also fluoride-free, and you could, you know, it's able to be swallowed. So that's great. We have an adult activated charcoal toothpaste with coconut oil that is really incredible. The stain removal properties are incredible. We formulated it specifically for daily use. It's really great. The RDA levels are great, and it's a lot of fun because it's black.
Is it black? That is awesome.
Yeah, incredible. And it's got mint, spearmint, peppermint in it. Again, fluoride free, but with erythritol for your patients that need fluoride and or prefer fluoride, which again, we're totally cool with. We have a sensitivity relief paste that contains fluoride, also has coconut oil, also has aloe vera, and it has 5% potassium nitrate, which is the maximum allowed by the FDA for sensitivity relief. So it's a highly, highly effective product, but it doesn't have any artificial sweeteners, no dyes, no artificial flavors like all of our products. So it tastes amazing. It's really minty. It's really fresh. It also happens to come in a gorgeous rose gold tube, if you care about that.
But that's pretty cool.
It's a really, really effective product. And again, has fluoride. So, you know, like I said, we just want people to brush happy. And some people are very, very, very much insistent on fluoride. And we think that's great. And then there are people who are very insistent on not wanting fluoride for a whole host of reasons. And we're okay with that too. As long as they're brushing with a product that we feel and hopefully they will love, that's effective, healthy, very thoughtfully sourced and crafted. And by the way, we make everything, our products are all made in the USA, and all of our products are vegan, and we're cruelty-free, and we're Leaping Bunny certified, which means our entire range is cruelty-free. There's no animal testing, even with the individual ingredient suppliers we work with. So it's not just us at the end, yeah, saying our finished product isn't tested on animals. Every ingredient supplier we're working with, yes, through our entire supply chain, is verifying to a third party that there's also no animal testing.
So that's fantastic. Think that's also,
yeah, we care. You know, furry friends are still friends.
Absolutely. I'm going to definitely include some of these items that you just mentioned in the show notes so people can go find them. But where
is the best?
You
want to know where they are?
Yeah, where's the best way to get them?
Well, there's a couple of places. Obviously, we have a website and you can learn more about our products and our mission and what we're all about. And that's helloproducts.com. And if online is easier for you, we're everywhere from amazon.com/hello. You can learn more about us there.
Wow.
At Thrive Market is another great place to buy online, and grove.co, incredible. Lucky Vitamin. So online, yes, but offline, Walmart, Target, CVS, Rite Aid, Kroger, Safeway, Albertsons, Bed Bath & Beyond, HEB, Wegmans. I don't know if I'm leaving anybody out. I don't mean to, but you know, it's very widely available. And also, we're distributed through Henry Schein. So if there are practices that are looking for you know, sample size products to be able to share with their patients, Henry Schein also distributes Hello, which is terrific to the profession. So we're very excited about that. And again, the product is widely available. And the other big thing for us, and I have to stress this, wasn't just to make it, like I said, fun and efficacious and delicious, yes, but to make it affordable. So what I like to say is Hello is for the 100%, not for the 1%. It's for everybody. And it's priced so everyone, like there's no reason to not be able to have a product that's this efficacious and delicious and as natural as we could make it. You know, like there should be no roadblock. We wouldn't be doing right by people if we priced it at some, you know, really, really high level. And that's part of our mission, is to make a better product for everybody. So it's absolutely, it's affordable, readily available. And you can always write to me or Skype me, and, you know, I'll tell you how to get it.
Yeah, and I think that's really interesting. That's how I was going to close out today. You are a very accessible individual, which is very different than many other founders and CEOs of really big brands that are making a big change. So how can people get a hold of you? I think it's really fascinating the ways you allow this to happen.
Oh, yeah, I think it's really important. You can't say you're interested in making personal care more personal and then not be reachable. That just doesn't seem to make much sense. And you can't say you're a naturally friendly company and then not be reachable. Like, that's not very friendly at all. So there's a Skype button on our website, and it's real, and it goes to me. Like, my phone will ring, or my iPad, or my computer. And as long as I'm not on a plane or with a big partner going through something, I pick up. And that's one way. Email is certainly great. I'm never shy about giving out my email or my phone number. Email is craig@hello-products.com. And my cell phone, people are like, you give out your cell phone? I'm like, all the time. 917-392-1000. That's my cell phone. And people call, write, text, email, Skype, whatever it is. And I found it to be a really, really incredible thing, because people are lovely. Like, I love people, and we want to make things that people can fall in love with. And we get, you know, wonderful feedback from folks. I mean, it's amazing to me. We get love letters from people like, you've changed my life. I love your stuff. You know, I couldn't find something for my kid that was, making brush time more accessible and easier for me as the parent, and getting compliance in line because, you know, my child would, you know, the fights were too great and I couldn't get them to brush, or I have a special needs situation, or an allergy to something. I mean, and we get these letters, and it's the most heartening, lovely part of this whole experience for me has been the level of engagement and interaction and an outpouring of positivity from people. So that's my big lesson. And yeah, and I have two kids. That's all I tell them. Like, you just keep putting the positive out, positive comes back. And that's it. So if anyone wants to call, write, text, Skype, I'm around. And literally anyone who writes in, I write back. I do my best to write back to every single person. Yeah. So, you know, it's not because of what we're doing that's special. It's what they're doing that's special. You know, like, anyone who takes the time to engage with us, like, we're very grateful for. So thank you for having me on. And thank you, listeners out there, who, you know, literally hygienists and dentists are the front line of good health, not just oral health, but good health. And, you know, we obviously feel that oral health and whole body health are inextricably linked. So I just want to give a big shout out and say thank you for all the folks that are doing really, really great and important work and helping people live better. So thank you for doing what you do. And thank you, listeners out there, for listening to a very passionate entrepreneur, go on a rant about the benefits of a tube that doesn't get nasty, or the magic of erythritol.
Yeah. Well, Craig, I really appreciate your time and your willingness to sit down and share with the listeners here. And I want to thank you all for listening. And until next time, this is the Dental Experience Podcast.
Next week on the Dental Experience Podcast.
My phone began to vibrate. It was my wife that was calling, and her first words were,
"Roy, are you sitting down?"
The FBI was at my office. They'd battered down my back door and were in the process of
carrying out all my records.
Be sure to tune in next week as Roy Shelburne tells us the incredible story of the day that changed his life forever. Don't miss this upcoming episode or any other episode. Subscribe today at www.thedentalpodcast.com.
Thank you for listening to the Dental Experience Podcast. For show notes, to ask a question, or for more information, visit www.thedentalpodcast.com. The ideas discussed during this episode are the opinions of the participants and do not serve as legal, financial, or clinical advice. Until next time, this is the Dental Experience Podcast.